Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, The Bird Show. We have made the offer to you guys. Look, something happened to you, but you don't know how to put the right message in either a review or call somebody or send an email to make a complaint. So we have offered up Abby, who right now is in training to be a Karen.
Karen, she's a Karen. Brazen and Caucasian and a little out of touch. Karen, thanks for sharing. Karen, Karen, I'm declaring that you're caring way too much. The glaring and the staring and the overbearing swearing and you're caring, caring a little too much.
Yeah, I have a lot of repressed white woman anger, and it's not typically used for good. So I'm going to use my powers to help our listener who needs help from me. Now, Kristen, are you reading this email or am I reading this email?
I'm going to read the email that we got sent asking specifically for help and needs Abby's expertise. I purchased a rebuilt car from a dealership with an odd smell. It was full or 5 gallons worth of mice nest. The car was detailed 3 times, once by the dealership before the problem was handled. Then they made me feel guilty for asking them to pay for the detail that I had someone else do that uncovered the problem. They also soaked something under the driver's seat in essential oils to cover up the smell, Casey. So she obviously wants to write a Karen letter to the dealership complaining about the mice infestation and that the fact that they're making her pay to fix it.
So we say rent to Karen. Here you are.
The situation must be rectified, and so it shall. So I bought a car, a rebuilt one, because I love a deal. From the moment I got in, I was like, why does this car smell like a mix of wet dog, incense, and generational trauma? But I was optimistic. Maybe it just needed a little Febreze. Maybe the ghost of the previous owner was just a little earthy. Wrong! Plot twist! My car was not just pre-owned. It was preoccupied by a mouse civilization. Like 5 gallons worth of mouse nests. Not 5 nests. Gallons. I'm sorry. Are the mice unionized? Are they paying HOA fees? How is this even measurable in gallons? Was I driving a car or an off-brand Chuck E. Cheese? I had the car detailed 3 times, once by the dealership, where I assumed they just waved a damn paper towel around and yelled, "Be gone, smell!" and twice by actual professionals. And finally, on the 3rd one, my detail guy pulls out enough mouse bedding to open a PetSmart. Oh, and this is my favorite part. They tried to cover the smell by soaking something under the driver's seat in essential oils. Essential oils? My car smelled like a spa for forest goblins. A hamster yoga retreat, if you will. A peppermint-scented crime scene. Now I drive around in a mobile terrarium, wondering if there's still a mouse family haunting my floorboards. I call her Chubaroo, or Squeak Wagon. If you enjoy being gaslit while inhaling Eau de Mouse Nest, I can't recommend this place enough. Otherwise, shop literally anywhere else, like a junkyard or the fiery depths of regret. You'll come out cleaner. 5 stars to the mice for their interior decorating. 0 stars otherwise.
Oh, you gave a zero.
Zero!
You gave a zero!
It's a rolling mouse wagon.
If you want to rent a Karen, tell us what the situation is. Just go to thebirdshow.com.
The Bird Show.
So we got a big old night tonight, man. Let's talk about it.
Okay,
it's our first live, right? How you guys feeling about it?
I'm excited. I'm nervous.
And by the way, it sold out. Mm-hmm. We warned you guys it was going to sell out. Sold out pretty quick.
It did.
I don't know that am I nervous about it? I woke up nervous about it. You know how like sometimes you'll just wake up and immediately like you have anxiety during the day?
Well.
So that was like my first thought is, oh, man, it's tonight. I want it to go really, really well.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really nervous. I think because we do this every day. I mean, we've never done this specific like format. Like we've never done like a full on start to finish 90-minute show in front of a group of people, but like we, every single day, it's like we've been practicing for this, you know, for the last however long, you know, you've been doing this for 25 years. I've been doing this for 3 years. I feel like we're going to be fine.
It's different though when you're in front of people. Like doing this to me is so easy, but mm-hmm. I still am uneasy about being on a stage or anytime I have to do a public speaking event. It's very different for me.
Yeah. Cause so like, I've never done a live with the Burt Show, but the morning show I was on before this and the morning show that I did promotions for before that, we did live shows all the time. Mm-hmm. Like you would go set up, but they would be from 6 to 10 in the morning. It would be the show. It would be a live broadcast in front of a bunch of people. Like for when I worked at WEBN in Cincinnati, a heritage rock station, the Miss Morning Sickness pageant that was live from 6 to 10 at the Hooters on the river. And we did it in front of like a large group of people. Always fascinating watching pregnant women drink Budweiser at 6 a.m. in the morning, but
it was a different time.
It was a different
time. A very
time.
Different time. Could you even imagine suggesting to do a bit like that now?
The Miss Morning Sickness?
Oh my God.
That's
yeah.
crazy.
No, no. And you had to be in your third trimester in order to participate.
Oh,
like you
come
had to have
on.
A you had to have
wow.
a prominent belly.
Wow.
It was in the rules. Oh, yeah. Radio was different back then. But it is. It's just, it's a very different feel. And even then, we had commercial breaks still, right? But this time, we're going 90 minutes straight yeah. on stage yammering. There's a lot of yammering, man.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
I'm not nervous at all. I think I thrive, though, on stage and live performances. The energy of the people, it's great. I enjoy it every single time.
I think one thing that might be adding a little bit to my anxiety, well, first of all, I like to keep these things in perspective. You know, like, in the overall scheme of things, we're doing a 90-minute live show and we're having fun. This isn't brain surgery, mm-hmm. you know, so why even be stressed out about it at all? But it is what we do for a living and we want to impress. There are people paying to be there. I think one thing that changed for me yesterday is I found out that my son is attending.
Oh.
So some of the things I had, I was ready to share during our live, I had to scrap and I had to restart over again knowing he's going to be in the audience.
No, tell him not to come.
I didn't invite him.
I'm That's what
him.
I said.
He lived with you for 18 years. He needs to see you for 90 minutes.
Tell him we're sold out.
I didn't even think about inviting him.
Yeah.
Usually I keep like church and state like mm-hmm. separate like that for whatever reason. And Amanda invited him. And he's like, oh, yeah, of course I'll go. And I'm like, I had no idea.
Your girl overstepped her bounds.
Did she? I mean, I'm cool with it. I got nothing to hide, but yeah,
clearly
I didn't even
know. Yeah, you just
You just said you scratched what you was going to yeah. say.
There are just, yes, I do have things to hide. Yes, I certainly do.
Are you going to share these stories at any point? Because now I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm on the hook.
I was going to share one that Kristen knows that I was probably going to share that has to do with my nose.
It's not coming. You're gonna have to be
All
more
right.
specific.
It's the most embarrassing thing that I have ever done in my life.
I know. What
okay,
it is. Mm-hmm.
And
you cannot tell that story in front of your son.
I am not going to tell that story in front of my son.
Yeah,
and I probably will never tell that story ever again.
Okay. What are we wearing?
I don't know.
We want to compliment each other, right?
Oh hell no! I love y'all. I have my outfit picked out. I'm gonna wear what I want.
That's what I'm asking. Oh. What are you wearing?
Oh, it's like a bright, multicolored floral caftan thing. I'm going for comfort.
I don't have one of those.
No.
Like, you want to borrow one?
you got another one?
Compliment each other?
Well, yeah, because you don't want to clash.
I was gonna totally come out there like dressed as I was gonna go skiing. So is that going to mess up your guys' aesthetic?
Okay, I don't care what the guys are wearing. Abby, what are you wearing?
You know what? I haven't thought about it much.
Yeah.
Probably because we're going to be up on stage, the only thing I know that I need to wear is a pair of jeans or like, you know, something that's not going to be like a fun shot for the people below.
Yeah.
And then probably just, you know, like a top, like a girly top.
A going out top.
You mean,
if you want to guarantee our show be sold out the second time we do it, go without the top.
We'll have to upcharge next time.
What are you wearing?
I don't know what I'm thinking about.
Well, I had an outfit, but then I overheard a conversation, and I don't think I can wear said outfit.
Oh, what conversation?
Well, it was a conversation that you had with somebody, so I don't think I can wear the outfit that I had planned on wearing because it was a conversation piece outfit, but now that conversation is not allowed to be had in said venue because of people who are going to be in attendance.
Oh.
Who now is going to be in attendance that you have to pull this?
Well, that I can't disclose on the air, but apparently there's people who are going to be in attendance that we like have to be mindful of. And I was going to wear something that somebody on staff had gifted me. And I thought it would be a funny like reference point and like callback. But because of people who are going to be in the audience, I don't think I can wear it anymore.
I think someone else is actually planning on wearing that.
Yeah.
What you're talking about. So you would be matching.
So I can wear it?
Yeah, I think so.
But I can't draw reference to it.
Yes.
I can wear it, but I can't point it out.
Yes.
I feel like this whole break is just edging the listener.
I know, right? Me too.
You've got this shirt you can't talk about.
No, Cassie specifically had a conversation with somebody and they said, no, absolutely under no circumstances can you bring up XYZ. And then when I heard that, I was like, well, now I can't wear my XYZ shirt.
What is going to be our rule tonight as far as drinking goes? Because there is a fine line between just relaxing yourself a little bit and then getting stupid. So do we have a hard line tonight on this?
I mean, you want to be able to talk legibly.
I mean, it's your show.
It's kind of funny when you can't.
The show would probably sound better, honestly.
Well, there's funny and then there's just like messy.
Yeah, yeah. I think take the edge off, but nothing more than that.
Yeah,
I don't even like the feel of it that much anymore, so no. All right, well, we're all a little bit concerned for you guys going tonight. Clearly, we should have done all of this off the air. All right, I got one to run by you guys that I heard this morning, and we only have a couple of minutes left here, but this Clockout app.
The app for smart people.
Yeah. So this is one. Has this one just launched in Atlanta, or is this a national app?
So I think it launched in New York, and for some reason, I don't know if they've opened like an Atlanta branch or if it just took off in Atlanta.
Okay, so it's an app that I guess they go online, they do the research, and they determine if you're smart enough to be on it, and they try to hook you up with equally smart people.
Yeah, it's an exclusivity app. So yes, intelligence plays a huge part, but it's also like connections. And are you worthy enough of being in these other people's presence? Do you have enough value to yourself that they deem you worthy to be a part of this app?
So they're creating this exclusivity in this club that you want to be part of, right? But it turns out, as I'm listening to some people off the air here talk about it, it's not a party you wanted to be invited to in the first place, which makes me and Mo and Kristen very happy because we all got rejected.
Yeah, so when we spoke about it last on air, I hadn't got an answer yet. And y'all know for most things, I couldn't care less about being a part or anything like that. So when I heard Kristen and a lot of people saying, once you got rejected, you felt the way. For me, I was thinking in my mind, like, I didn't want to be a part of this party anyway. But when they rejected me, I was pissed.
Yes.
Like, who are you to reject me? I really felt the way. I get it now.
But Abby's in on it. Cassie is in on it, right? You guys got accepted, and it's kind of a pain.
This is so crazy because I'm trying to figure out what me and Cassie specifically have in common that would get us both accepted and everybody else rejected.
Yeah, so I think there are some criteria. I think title. I think the photo you submit. I think school is a big part of it. I think I have a feeling like if your school is a certain ranking, you automatically get accepted in.
Well, here's how I knew I was going to get rejected is that I think it asks you what year you graduated from college. And it's just a roundabout way of asking you how old you are.
Yeah.
And the year that I went to college wasn't part of the dropdown. So I just had to go with 1996. So I knew at that point there's some ages of going on here.
They're low-key thirsty. Like, I get updates every day being like, you only have 24 hours to check. So, you know, a product developer from Apple checked out your profile. I'm like, I haven't even subscribed yet. Like, don't.
Just putting the pressure on you.
Yeah.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.
I really do believe that what you put out in the world, you will get back. If you are putting good out in the world, I think that karma, the universe, rewards you for that. I think if you put a bunch of junk into the world, I think equally karma and the universe repay you back there also. That's why I love talking to Beth this week, who is doing this karma cleanse over the last couple of days. Now, yesterday, it got a little more serious than I thought it was going to.
Yeah, so Beth hit us up, and she wanted to use our show for her karma cleanse. She wanted, like, life is beating her down. She's chronically single. She's been in 3 car accidents. A bird pooped on her inside a Home Depot. Like, she just feels personally attacked by the universe. And she's like, karma cleanse. Let's just set everything, because there's some people in my past that I have wronged. I would like to come clean on the air and do public apologies, right? And there's 3 people, so we're giving her 3 opportunities to come on the air to, like, go ahead and cleanse her soul and come clean about some stuff. Bert also said that if you're going to do this, yes, you can use our airwaves, but the trade-off is you also have to email these people because they may or may not listen to the show. So you can come on the air and, you know, proclaim your or take accountability, but then we also have to send this to the people mm-hmm. that you have wronged.
So Abby, yesterday's had to do with Mr. Pickles.
Oh my God, Mr. Pickles. This really deeply upset me as a cat mom of 2. So I guess back in the day, Beth was cat sitting for her college roommate, Jess. And while she was away, she had some kind of crazy house party where I guess she was just leaving the door wide open for anybody to come in and come out. And Mr. Pickles snuck away, and then she blamed it on her college roommate's boyfriend, basically saying he came over to get a laptop or something and must have let Mr. Pickles out. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, I mean, she started crying about it on the show yesterday. I didn't think it was going to get that deep, but it did yesterday. So Beth is back. Hey, Beth, good morning.
Good morning. I hope it's better morning than yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, how are you feeling since you've done this the first time? Like, are you feeling a little lighter?
That's a difficult question. I would say there's like a relief, but there's also a terror.
Mm-hmm. That's Mr. Pickles haunting you from the grave.
Serious. All right. And you sent, did we find the email address yesterday for you to send that directly to, Tommy?
Oh, yeah.
We did. Yes. So you sent that email out?
No.
Not yet.
No, we're hanging on to those till the end of the week. She's got to get all these out publicly, and then we're going to send them all at once.
Okay. All right. So who are we working on today? I think it had to do with a bag or something, like a designer bag that you jacked up on purpose or something.
This is about my former coworker, Megan.
Okay.
It is a purse incident, yeah.
How did you wrong Megan, Beth?
Well, okay, I mean, Megan, she was bragging and bragging nonstop about getting her first Birkin bag. Do you know what that is?
What?
It's a Birkin.
We know about Birkins. This is the bag we were talking about like last week, right?
It's a Birkin.
Is it so expensive you got to whisper?
Yes. Okay, it costs you $500 just to say just that a normal decibel.
Was this the same kind of bag we were talking about last week that went to auction for some stupid amount of money?
Well, yes, but that was an historic Birkin, because Jane Birkin, who it's named after, it was her first bag. So there was like a historical reference to it, which is why it went so expensively. But these bags on average can range anywhere from 10 to 30 grand.
They're the most exclusive,
yeah,
if I remember correctly.
Yeah,
right?
Like you have to spend a certain amount with Hermes, or you have to have a certain like social status. Like you have to be offered the bag. So I think when we get excited about it, like, yes, of course, it's a beautiful, timeless bag. But also I feel like it's sort of an accomplishment. Like I've gotten to a place in my life where A, I can afford it, but B, this rich designer thinks I should have one.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're done bragging about the Birkin.
Okay.
Go ahead, Beth.
Tell us about it, yeah.
So for Megan, let's just say her background is very different from mine. She comes from family money, like a lot of family money. I don't even know why we were working in the same place kind of money. And her dad was buying it for her, so I guess her dad got the invite. I don't know how all that works. So this bag, she made sure we all knew, cost $16,000.
Oh, for a bag.
That's insane.
It is insane.
Low-key jealous, but insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, she was so annoying about the bag, and she's kind of annoying anyways because everything falls on her lap. And I mean, let's be honest, I was really, really jealous because I'm never going to have a Birkenstock. Like, I'm not going to ever have one. So I accidentally spilled coffee inside the bag.
Oh, dude. Who hurt you? What?
Yeah. So, and it wasn't like just a little bit. It wasn't a splash. This was like a full venti iced mocha for more staining potential inside the bag.
This might be worse than Mr. Pickles. I'm just kidding.
Mr. Pickles is dead.
Mr. Pickles is dead. I'm not putting a purse before a cat.
You should have put Mr. Pickles inside the Birkin bag. Okay, so you purposely do that out of jealousy.
Oh, but see, I was too smart to, like, I made it look like an accident, and I not good at getting emotional. Like, I can't force that, but anyone can force hyperventilating, which always seems like a good way to go if you're faking something like, oh my gosh, you know, like that. Yeah. So I did that.
Yeah.
So that's everyone thought it was on mistake, and it was 100% on purpose.
Okay.
Okay, so you've got the letter now to Megan. So you want to go ahead and read it here. That puts it out into the universe.
Really quick, what's the statute of limitations on ruining a $16,000 bag?
I was about to say, never. This is the one email I wouldn't want to send because they're going to sue you.
Yeah,
you
never
get past this.
Never, never,
no,
never.
Ever.
Okay, let's go.
Dear Megan, there's something I've been holding on to for a long time, and it's time I finally take responsibility for it. I owe you an apology, a real one, for what happened to your Birkin bag. Back when you brought it into the office, I remember how excited you were. It was your first one, something that you dreamed about, and I could tell it meant so much to you. You were proud, and honestly, I mean, you had every right to be. But instead of being happy for you, I let my jealousy take over. So you came from a whole different world than I did, and that bag felt like a symbol of just everything that I didn't have. Instead of dealing with those feelings like an adult, I let them get the best of me. When I spilled that coffee in your bag, it wasn't an accident. I acted like it was. I played the part, the apologetic coworker, the clumsy mistake, but I did it on purpose. I was petty, I was bitter, and I let my insecurities just completely dictate my actions. And you did not deserve that. I know I probably can't undo the damage, but I can tell you the truth now, and I can tell you how deeply sorry I am, not just for ruining something that meant so much to you, but for being someone that I'm not proud of, and I don't like looking in the mirror at myself. I'm sorry, Megan. Truly. Sincerely, Beth.
Wow, Beth, even the bag gets you all choked up. Yeah. Like, I really feel like you're trying to do some soul searching here, and that this is, it might be taking a toll on you.
It's, I don't know, I guess, like, you have to let go of part of yourself. Like, that's the cleanse, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to forgive yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, clearly, sure. You've been living with this guilt, and it's been hurting you. So, okay. So now it's out there in the universe. And now we'll wait till Friday, and you'll send it out. Mm-hmm. Okay. We got one more to do tomorrow, right?
We do. And Beth has decided to save the biggest cleanse for last. And this one will have to do with infidelity and her ex-boyfriend's brother.
Oh. Your ex-boyfriend's brother.
Wow.
Okay, well, at least you're consistent. You are very consistent.
We gotta
consistent.
Get it all out.
Okay. What? Are you okay? I'm like, who are we helping?
All right, Beth, we will talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
You're on The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal,
I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
She's a psychopath.
No,
she was.
She's a listener. I'm kidding.
She was a psychopath.
She was a listener.
Reformed.
And if you're worried about the karma coming back on us, we are helping her with her karma cleanse. Just because we're helping her with her karma cleanse does not mean karma is going to come get us for helping her with her karma cleanse, right? Because that's not how we don't get karma for somebody else's mistakes.
I don't think that's how it works. At least let us hope that's not
I
how
guess
it
we'll
works.
Find out.
Right? Mr. Pickles came to me in a dream.
We're going to need to cleanse Abby next.
He told me what happened. All right, let's talk about Meghan Markle and her husband, Harry, and the shocking news that just came out of their $100 million Netflix deal. It started in 2020, but it is wrapping up in September of 2025. It was not renewed. And this is shocking fans because I feel like when her show came out, her kind of like Nancy Meyers style at home show where she was showing you how to put popcorn in a bag and how to
tie a ribbon around it.
You could like rearrange almonds for a gift basket. I feel like it got so much traction that I really thought this must have been like one of the biggest shows on Netflix. But ever since the news came out that it is not getting renewed, a lot of people are shocked to find out that it was only ranked at its peak the 383rd most watched show on Netflix. It only got 5.3 global million views, which I think seems like a lot. But then when you compare it to other shows that get in the global top 10 and you see that they have like 116 million views, then it makes a little bit more sense that, oh, maybe $100 million was a lot of money.
Those low stats are surprising to me because of how many people seemingly were hate watching it. Mm-hmm. It felt like people were attacking her left and right. And I'm like, were these people who were attacked, were they not watching the show?
I think they were watching it on TikTok. Like, I think it's kind of like you take a clip from a show, you put it on TikTok, you put it on YouTube, and you just see these clips, and it's like, oh, I've seen the show. I know what it's about. Mm-hmm. Whereas some of us put in the actual work, and we watched 15 minutes of it, and then we're so bored that we turned it off.
You want your credit, huh?
I want credit for watching more than just the five-minute clip on TikTok. But season 2 has been filmed, so when you see that come out, don't be surprised. It's not like it got totally canceled, but they will not be renewing that specific show. However, they will be developing some new shows under R12 Productions, which is their production company. And it's more of a first look deal, which is what the Obamas are doing with Netflix. So you'll see more projects like that as opposed to her lifestyle show. And speaking of the Obamas, they recently did a podcast episode where they talked about the one thing you have to give up in your childhood. And I'm wondering if you guys have any foods that you think are for kids only. So Obama was talking about how he feels like ketchup is childish and he stands firm on preferring more mature flavors. A lot of people have now started debating this, saying you can enjoy ketchup at any age, but he says that he feels like ketchup is specifically for kiddos.
I disagree.
Yeah, I don't see nothing wrong with ketchup. That's wild.
If you put it on everything.
That's okay. That's different. Because I know people who do put ketchup on absolutely everything, and that is childish.
Yeah. I guess like a SpaghettiOs.
Yeah. SpaghettiOs are for kids only?
Yes.
Chicken nuggets for me.
Have you tried SpaghettiOs as an adult?
No. I don't think I've tried SpaghettiOs, period.
Oh, it tastes like a can.
Yeah.
But it tastes so good back in the day. What were you saying, chicken nuggets?
Chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets.
No, I love
I know a lot of people disagree with that, but something about chicken nuggets just feels childish to me.
All right. Chicken tender?
Childish.
Really? Not even a tender?
Hey, I gotta get a wing, man.
Okay, like, being okay, wait. What if it's an adult? Because you know, boneless wing is just another name for chicken nugget.
I don't eat boneless wings either.
But I will appreciate a nug.
Can't do it.
But it does feel like that's something
I ain't gonna lie. I go to Wendy's for some every week. Every once in a while, I'll get their nuggets. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, I stay away. Yeah, I own that.
I got another one. Unless there's a shot in it, Jell-O.
Yeah,
not mad at that.
Who
was eating Jell-O, period? Because it's just like...
This is a wild thing to just pull out.
Crack. Can you imagine? We'll have to snack back.
You want some Jell-O? It's a good point.
Sorry, I eat Jell-O and chocolate pudding.
Yeah.
Like, frequently. I love the mouthfeel of
it. There's always room for Jell-O.
J-E-L-L-O. There's room for everything with you, Tommy. Yeah,
we kind of figured, Tommy. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry, Cassie. A pudding pack. Yeah. A pudding pack.
Oh, my God. It feels so good on your lips, though.
I can't even put pudding and Jell-O in the same category.
Mm-mm.
It's like gelatin. Both of them require that mm-hmm. the gelatin stuff from Jell-O. Snack packs. Ooh.
So good.
Back in the day, those hit.
This is The Bert Show.
An impromptu bachelorette party is day 53 of 100 days of good goes round.
The Bert Show's 100 days of good goes round.
Everybody, please welcome Mackenzie and Mackenzie to the studio.
Hey.
Hi.
That is really convenient when your best friend is your same name. Very convenient.
Is it convenient or can it be a little bit of a pain?
I think it depends on who you're with. Like in our close circle of friends, we always know like who's referring to who, but with new people, it gets a little more confusing.
All right. So just so we can establish, you are Mackenzie one.
Okay.
Because you sent the original email.
Yes.
And you are Mackenzie two.
Yes.
Because email was about you.
Yes.
All right. So we got Mackenzie number one. They are both from Kansas City, right? Wow. We used to be on there. But,
yeah. They broke up with us. Kansas City broke up with us. Same way as Indy.
They did. And we told you. I did not visit there, so you can't blame that one on me. We have a live show tonight, right? So we're going to be doing a live show in front of some Burt Show fam, some hardcore P1s. And Mackenzie are some hardcore P1s from Kansas City. Flew in, staying in Atlanta tonight to come to the show. And Mackenzie one hit us up in an email saying, hey, we're coming in for the show. Super impressed that you're, the dedication to come in from Kansas City.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
That really is crazy to me, man.
We didn't second guess it.
Wow. Well, now, let's talk after
nervous.
The show.
We got people from Kansas City coming to see us.
Makes sense now. Now
right?
I understand.
Yeah. Right? We weren't taking it seriously until just now.
We got real
people coming in from out of town.
And so we got your email about coming in town, which we thought was awesome. And, your request was for the 100 Days of Good Goes Round. And not even for really 100 Days of Good Goes Round. You're like, it would be really cool to meet you guys and come in studio. And so you guys got here yesterday. We're like, absolutely going to have you come in studio and hang out. But then you also wrote in your email about your bestie, Mackenzie too, and how she is a bride-to-be. She's getting married.
Congrats.
Thank you.
You guys will notice in the videos, you'll see some decorations around the room. Tommy let me in charge of the bachelorette decorations. I went rose gold. We have balloons everywhere. We have signs. This one says same penis forever. We have the Chippendale banner going on as well. Our bachelorette is going to have her her sash and her crown with her veil. We're doing the whole thing.
Mo's doing the striptease dance.
Listen, I hung the strippers, man. That's about it. That's all I got.
But Mackenzie one, you really wanted to do something special for your bestie Mackenzie two, and that's why we're having this surprise bachelorette party.
Yeah. So my best friend Mackenzie has been engaged for a year now. And I feel like the road getting there to getting engagement, her relationship has faced some medical hard times that a lot of relationships don't see. And she's been walking this journey with her fiance so powerfully. And I just want this next season, these next 5 months, to really celebrate her and bring her a lot of love and smiles in these times, because they're going to be facing these medical challenges for his life. And I think it's really incredible that she didn't think twice. He came to her up front. And she right away was like, I love you and we're going to do this. And so I want this time to really be the celebration and the focus on the love and the happiness of their life that's to come, aside from all of the hard times that they're going to walk together.
That's right. A great that's best beautiful. Friend.
This now, is a best friendship. There are some times on this show where we question what a real best friend is, yeah. Right? Because sometimes that line can get real blurred. This is best friendship.
And Mackenzie, too, our bride-to-be, our bachelorette, do you mind giving us a little insight into your relationship?
Yeah, absolutely. So my fiance, his name is Drew. We met in 2021, good old dating app. he is an avid sports fan. Our first day was actually a home opener of a Bucks Cowboys game. We just went to like some bar in town. And then he proposed on my birthday last year. So it was a year on June 1st. And we're getting married January 2nd.
January 2nd. Nice. And what are some of the hardships that you guys have faced up to this point that Mackenzie was like, my girl needs some reprieve?
Yeah. So he has a genetic disease, neurofibromatosis type 2. So he has tumors that grow on his nervous system. Since we've been together, he's had 2 brain surgeries, he's had 5 surgeries in total. He was like a collegiate athlete of tennis. He was super good, still is good. Unfortunately, his like career got cut short with this disease because he had a tumor growing on his brainstem. So yeah, just a lot of tumors that are happening. A lot
so
of
you
surgeries.
Knew about this before.
Yeah.
You guys even started dating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're like, I'm signing up. I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. He didn't take much care of his health before me. And that was, I actually am like forcing him to do like pre-marriage counseling. And like one of my non-negotiables was you have to take care of your health.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm not going to put in more effort than you are about your health.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I think that's totally fair. And I love that. I feel like this is a relationship where you both make each other better people.
Ooh. Yes.
You know, like as far as you making sure he takes care of your health, and it's to be commended. I mean, not to say that it's the right, you know, right or wrong thing, but the fact that you see him for everything he is and you're not afraid of taking that risk of being with somebody that has a chronic illness.
Yeah.
Because I can imagine it. I mean, it's a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, he does not let this chronic illness impact him on his daily life, which is really admirable that. You just look at him, you wouldn't know unless, I mean, you saw the scars on his head or something.
Mm.
But I mean, he still works like full-time job, does all of his things. Yeah, it's incredible.
Well, thank you guys both for coming in for the live show. And welcome to your surprise bachelorette.
Thank you so much.
Now we're staying.
We got macaroons outside.
Oh
we also
gosh.
Have some strawberry cheesecake.
Ooh.
We got some breakfast wraps. And I brought the bubbly. It was supposed to be mimosas, but I couldn't find orange juice anywhere. So we're just going to do straight up champagne.
Even better.
Glad you guys are here.
Thank you so much.
It's the Burt Show.
It's the Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.